Warning about kids' screens use has been issued by many health experts, C102, including the American Academy of Pediatrics and American Medical Association, as well as World Health Organization. We're going to be depending on the WHO. Earlier this year, a $300 million federal study determined that American kids' brains are also being compromised by screens. No wonder Silicon Valley parents have been severely limited. Well, that and vaccinations and chlorinated water, we don't really have a next generation. We just really don't. They'll all be so sick. It'll be a sick society. But that's already the red, green, and blue designation of people. But total destruction of society, planned obsolescence, they used to call it, etc. Ooh, absolutely shocking. But here's this DH. America does not know how close it is to being ruled directly by Satan. The common sense show. Well, I'd like to see this article now. I've never had direct contact with Dave Hodges, but he's putting out an awful lot of stuff recently. He's now doing videos. So see if he covers this. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour, and we should be back in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, very good, and we're coming back in to the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and a short show today because of the time difference I mixed up going to wintertime. The U.S. goes to wintertime next week, by the way, the 3rd of November. I did look this up. Anyway, it's the, I was going to say, I should give it the phone number. The phone-in number, if you have anything to add to this, is... especially that William Barr announcement, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Well, here's something to make you weep. Jump for joy, really. Jeff Bezos lost $7 billion this week. Did you hear that? He lost $7 billion in the value of his company. Dropped part of the financial collapse they're trying to disguise. Jeff Bezos is no longer the richest man, however. He lost $7 billion. Because I had to order something, I was just a piece of food. Reluctantly, the only place to get it is Amazon, and I try to avoid them like the plague. But they have such a grip on stuff. These are no longer Richard Mann. So he's switching around with the other demonic piece of Satan, the other embodiment of Satan, Bill Gates. And Associated Press is writing this article. And again, what a bunch there. Bezos is no longer the world's richest man, at least for the time being. The Amazon founder was knocked off his perch by Bill Gates as a result of after-hours trading on Wall Street on Thursday. Amazing. After reporting less than expected third quarter earnings. Amazon stock nosedived by 7% in the after the bell trading, dragging down Bezos' net worth by to 103.9 billion. Isn't that shocking? I have to send him a food parcel. Gates, the Microsoft co-founder, is worth 105.7. Excuse me. Okay. There are $2 billion between them, which is peanuts, really, at that level. Bezos would still be the richest man if he hadn't divorced his wife, Mackenzie, earlier this year. Bezos agreed to give Mackenzie 4% stake in Amazon, a quarter of his shares in the company, when they finalized their details of the divorce in July. Did you say he didn't do a prenuptial agreement? I think that's laughable. The stock was then worth more than $37 billion. Wow. the money there, man. Shocking. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates once again became the world's richest man on Thursday, overtaking Amazon. I don't imagine it affected his day in any way. Amazon stock price dropped sharply in the after-hours trading on Thursday, bringing Bezos' net worth down, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Pioneer built 24 years atop the list of the world's richest people, but he was overtaken by Bezos last year. Okay. Bezos, who owns 57.6 million shares in Amazon, lost nearly $7 billion overnight. Okay, they're repeating themselves. It's freaking out here. Amazon and Mackenzie. Okay, this is very badly written. Anyway, that's just the information. Associate, perhaps. They've lost the ability to write and spell. My spelling has gone to hell. It's getting worse as I get older. I don't know why that is. But, yeah. But the pathocracy of the deep state tyranny at the hands of a psychopathic government. Again, an article by Activist Post. Along the lines of that William Barr article, politicians are more likely than people in the general population to be psychopaths. Yes, and they're writing this legislation that proves it. I think you would find no expert in the field of sociopathy, psychopathy, or antisocial personality disorder who would dispute this. And do add into that list, this is me speaking, a narcissistic personality, which is Trump's problem. Absolutely disturbed personality in that regard. Sociopaths, psychopaths, and narcissists, they make up the head of the multinationals and the head of political parties. That a small minority of human beings literally have no conscience and was and is a bitter pill for our society to swallow. But it does explain a great many things, shamelessly deceitful political behavior being one. Dr. Martin Stout, clinical psychologist and former instructor at Harvard Medical School. Well, a big question mark there, Harvard. Anything that comes out of Harvard. You might as well be talking about GlaxoSmithKline. But 20 years ago, a newspaper headline asked the question, what's the difference between a politician and a psychopath? The answer then and now is none. Well, it's like Jeremy Paxman, the retired chief inquisitor of Newsnight. They asked him at Union University debate, how would he describe his attitude to politicians? He's been interrogating them for 30 years. And he said, about the same as a dog's is to a lamppost. Very spot on, yeah. Just about right. As it to be any more than that, you're losing your marbles. Your judgment's going out the window. He said, there's no difference between psychopaths and politicians, nor is there message here. Okay. Our special forces. Yeah, Ken is sending me a message. Looks like our special forces just killed the leader of ISIS. Well, I heard that during the week. How many times can they do that? But it's like Osama bin Laden. How many times did they kill him? 7 times. Yeah. Nor is there much of a difference between the havoc wreaked on innocent lives by uncaring and feeling unselfish, irresponsible, parasitic criminals. Elected officials who lie to their constituents, trade political favors for campaign contributions, turn a blind eye to the wishes of the electorate, cheat taxpayers out of hard-earned dollars, favor the corporate elite, entrench military-industrial complex, spare little thought for the impact on their thoughtful actions and hastily passed legislation might have on defenseless citizens. Psychopaths and politicians both have a tendency to be selfish, callous, remorseless, user of others, irresponsible, pathological liars, glib, con artists, lacking in remorse and shallow. Well, just hold up Hillary Clinton and you have everything there, or Nancy Pelosi or Feinstein. Charismatic politicians, like criminal psychopaths, exhibit a failure to accept responsibility for their actions, have a high sense of self-worth, and are chronically unstable. Well, it's amazing how those two can go together. High sense of self-worth and are chronically unstable. I don't think that adds up. I've done a fair bit of work in this area myself. A socially deviant lifestyle, yes. Need constant stimulation, have parasitic lifestyles, and possess unrealistic goals, yes. Sure. And doesn't matter whether you're talking about Democrats or Republicans, I don't know. Political psychopaths are all largely a cut from the same pathological cloth, brimming with seemingly easy charm and boasting, calculating minds. Such leaders eventually create patocracies, totalitarian societies bent on power, control, and destruction. That's Tony Blair, of both freedom in general, etc., etc. But once psychopaths gain power, the result is usually some totalitarian government or patocracy. It's a new one on me. At that point, the government operates against the interests of its own people. Well, they're gone to the ultimate stage then, except for favoring certain groups. Another James G. Long, author James G. Long, notes, we are currently witnessing deliberate polarization of American citizens, illegal actions, and massive and needless acquisition of debt. This is typical psychopathic symptoms, and very similar things happens in the same as it overextended and collapsed. In other words, electing a psychopath to public office is tantamount to a national Harry Carey, a ritualized act of self-annihilation, self-destruction, and suicide. It signals the demise of a democratic government and lays the groundwork for a totalitarian regime that is legalistic, militaristic, inflexible, intolerant, and inhumane. Well, I've just read out William Barr's new pre-crime thing. It's exactly that. Incredibly, despite clear evidence of the damage that has already been inflicted on our nation and its citizens by a psychopathic government, voters continue to elect psychopaths to positions of power and influence. Yeah, that's because the people are so stupid. According to, because they've lost the capacity to discern. That's one of the reasons. According to investigative journalist Zach Beauchamp, Beauchamp, I suppose that is, in 2012, a group of psychologists evaluated every president from Washington to Bush to using psychopathy trait estimate derived from personality data completed by historical efforts over the years. Okay, they found that presidents tended to have a psychopathic, fearlessly and low anxiety levels, traits that appear to help presidents, and also might cause them to make reckless decisions that hurt other people's lives. Yeah, well, Trump reneging on the helping the Kurds was an example of that this week. The willingness to prioritize power above all else, including the welfare of their fellow human beings, ruthlessly, callously, and the utter lack of conscience are among the defining traits of the sociopath. When our own government no longer sees us as human beings with dignity and worth, but as things to be manipulated, maneuvered, and mined for data, manhandled by police, conned into believing it has our best interests at heart, mistrusted, jailed, if we dare step out of line, and then published unjustly without remorse, and punished unjustly without remorse, all the while refusing to own up to its failings, we are no longer operating under a constitutional republic. And let's see the author here. It is a John Whitehead article, by the way. I should have said that at the beginning. I think it was very well written. Instead, what we are experiencing is a tyranny at the hands of psychopathic government, which operates against the interests of its own people, except for favoring certain groups. Worse, psychopathology, mouthful, is not confined to those in high policies of government, positions of government. It can spread like a virus among the populace. As an epidemic study in Pathocracy concluded. Tyranny does not flourish because perpetrators are helpless or ignorant of their actions. It flourishes because they actually identify with those who promote vicious acts of virtuousness. Well, it's well planned. People don't simply line up and salute. It's through their own personal identification with a given leader, party, or social order that they become agents of goodwill. Well, the useful idiots who don't take action or speak up. Much depends on how leaders cultivate a sense of identification with their followers, says Professor Alex Haslam. I mean, one pretty obvious thing is that leaders talk about we rather than I. And actually, what leadership is about is cultivating this sense of shared identity about we-ness. Well, I say the word we here because it's the information I give out on RBN. And okay, I'm just the messenger. That's why I use the word we. And then getting people to act in terms of the we-ness. Okay. To promote our collective interests. Well, this is the thing about communitarianism. It's for the greater good of the community, you and the people around you. But actually what they're doing is they're stealing their rights, your individuality, and the sovereignty of the state, locality, and they're making you a slave. That is the utter deceitfulness of communitarianism. I know Lark has put a lifetime of work on this, but I've copied down and got transcribed Nikki Rapana's one-hour interview on that, and I will come to that in a week or so. We, in the single word, has increased in inaugural addresses over the last century and others in America. Yeah, it's meant that we're in this together, yeah. No, you're not. You peasants have been disposed of. The goal of modern corporate state is obvious, to promote, cultivate, and embed a sense of shared identification among the citizens. To this end, we the people have become we the police state. Absolutely. We are fast becoming slaves in thrall into a faceless, nameless, bureaucratic, totalitarian government machine that relentlessly erodes our freedom through the countless laws, statutes and prohibitions. Any resistance to such a regime depends on the strength of opinion in those who choose to fight back. What this means is that we the citizenry must be very careful that we are not manipulated into marching in lockstep with an oppressive regime. Writing for Think Progress, Beauchamp suggests that one of the best cures for bad leaders may very well be political democracy. Well, I'd say that's avoiding the point. I think we know what the remedy is. But what does this really mean in practical terms? It means holding Norton antivirus is supposed to be protecting my computer there, okay. It means holding politicians accountable for what actions, or their actions, well, you get rid of them, my friend, that's short-term existence, for their actions of their stuff, using every available means at our disposal through investigative journalism, which doesn't exist. What used to be referred to as the fourth estate that enlightens and informs through whistleblowing complaints that expose corruption through lawsuits that challenge misconduct and through protests and mass political action. All of these laws that FAR is introducing will get rid of the right to take these lawsuits, my friend. That's what happened. You'll have the next on this crap, it's quite obviously, is facial recognition for access to the internet and to prove that you're mentally fit to take a lawsuit. That'll be the way they're going. It's obvious in that legislation. Remember, education precedes action. Citizens need to, that's correct, to do the hard work of educating themselves about what government is doing and how to do it accountably. Don't allow yourselves to exist exclusively in the echo chamber that is for the views with which you agree. Expose yourself to multiple media sources, independent, mainstream, and think for yourself. Sure, but you need 10 million people saying that to the rest. For that matter, no matter what your political leanings might be, don't allow your partisan bias to trump the principles. Okay, we go to this first break of the third hour, and we should be back in a few minutes. ¶¶
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Back in with our friend Echo Bilk, Only You. Very good. But reading this outstanding article by John Whitehead, boy, does he nail it to the mast, the actual accurate actuality of what we're living in. He said, go back a bit on it. Remember, education precedes action. Citizens need to do the hard work of educating themselves. That's what John Statmiller says in that famous American Century, which is a definition of what RBN is about. Citizens need to do the hard work of educating themselves about what the government is doing and how it holds us accountable. Don't allow yourselves to exist exclusively in the echo chamber that is restricted to the views with which you agree. Expose yourself to multiple media sources, independent and mainstream. Well, the mainstream, I know he doesn't. The mainstream media is 90% lies and disinformation. And censorship, like the BBC, is now 50% of what they cover. 50% of the world's activity, they're not covering it. Independent and mainstream media, think for yourself. For that matter, no matter what your political leanings might be, don't allow your partisan bias to trump the principles that serve as the basis for our constitutional republic. as Beecham notes, a system that actually holds people accountable to the broader continuity may be one of the best ways to keep consciousness in check. That said, if we allow the ballot box to become our only means of pushing back against the police state, the battle is already lost. Well, that's spot on. It's a total clean out of what's there. Resistance will require citizens to be willing to be active at the local level. Yet, as I point out in my book, Battlefield America, War on the American People, that's a fine book that John Whitehead has written. It would be a template for any country, what he writes there. If you wait to act until the SWAT team is crashing through your door, until your name is placed in on a terror watch list, well, that's what William Barr has just done, until you are reported for such outlawed activities as collecting rainwater or letting your children play it unsupervised, then it will be too late. This much I know. We are coming to the end of this. We are not fearless numbers. We are not, faceless numbers. We are not cogs in the machine. We are not slaves. We are human beings, and for that moment, we have the opportunity to remain free. That is, if we tirelessly advocate for our rights and resist at every turn attempts by government to place us in chains. The founders understood that our freedoms do not flow from government. They were not given to us only to be taken away and the state. They are inherently ours in the same way that government approves appointed. Government's vital purpose is not to threaten or undermine our freedoms, but to safeguard them. Until we get back to this way of thinking, until we can remind our fellow Americans that it really means to be what it really means to be free, until we can stand firm in the face of threats to our freedoms, we will continue to be treated like slaves in the thrall of bureaucratic police states run by political psychopaths. Well said by John Whitehead, an outstanding article. Spot on, right on the money. But absolutely, but your average idiot consumer, they're a consumer society. They know the price of everything and the value of nothing. As sweet little described Margaret Thatcher with all her etc. She did to reform society, but she had a very limited understanding of the world. But this is another article, I think, by John Whitehead too. Come on, the Common Sense Show. No, it's Dave Hodges. So this is the government that the Democrats will usher in after a coup against Trump. And he said, during the JTL 15 and 16 days in Texas, by the way, any Texas listening? We've won, I think. I was given a summary of a set of new governmental principles of what one day would replace the American Constitution. Jade Hallam was an Obama exercise that was about crushing resistance to the coming coup. Yeah. This was during the time when the Trans-Pacific Partnership was being pushed through in stealth by the Obama administration. And that is just suspended, folks. It has not gone away. It's than the Australians, the idiots, and the New Zealanders have signed up to it. I mean, they just they don't know who they are. I've been permitted to reveal some of the following, and the information is not proprietary, as many of my colleagues have released some info, but to the best of my knowledge, a comprehensive document arising from the coup against the United States government has never been surfaced with the following in one place. I have now been asked to release the following information, and it's quite disturbing. This is Hodges talking. The following represents the plan to replace constitutional republic with a corporate dictatorship which parallels the former Trans-Pacific Partnership that Trump canceled when he became president. Here are some of the elements of the new government brought in by the Justice Department, the same group that brought you radicals like Ocasio-Cortez. Here's what the coup will usher in. Okay, we're bottom of the hour break. I'm going to continue this after the break, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, very good. That's his Acker Bill finishing up there. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And I just give out once more the call-in number, if you want to comment on what we're dealing with today, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But now we're reading outstanding stuff there previously from John Whitehead. But Hodges is saying, Dave Hodges, he's saying about this is the government that the Democrats will usher in after the coup against Trump. And he said it'll include the following. The new regime will replace the Constitution and it will be a corporate dictatorship and be run on the same lines as the TPP and cause the collapse of the dollar. The army will be reconstituted, a new martial law force. And the new martial law force will oversee the government transition from constitutional republic to a corporate dictatorship based on the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Three, the special operations forces of MS-13, etc. 13, will extract and or eliminate as many opposition leaders as possible, including the key members of the independent media and the key members of Congress and Senate. example, Devin Nunes and Rand Paul, the conventional units, which will be captured by eliminating their primary officer corps leadership through abduction and execution, operating under the auspices of the FBI, which will be still be a rogue organization controlled by the deep state, and it will impose martial law once the extractions are complete. Number five, riot control measures will be in effect, including the assassination of perceived public protest leader. Well, that's the William Barr legislation. Snipers will be employed for this purpose. Maximum terror is the goal. The troops will be told that most of the protesters are domestics in an attempt to depersonalize them in the eyes of the troops, thus making it likely that lethal force will be ordered and complied with, of course. The MSM will be, the mainstream media will be releasing stories about the public enemies on a 24/7 basis. Families of perceived key opposition leaders will be rounded up and used as leverage to force surrender and capitulation, potentially key opposition members. A type of Jade Helm-style force will assist in the transition between the former United States and the new regime. Excuse me. This is what some who were running Jade Helm believed the ultimate goal of Jade Helm was, to usher in this philosophy in the new government. The public will be told that the Constitution was based upon racist policies by racist white men. Oh yes, white privilege. The message will also contain the message that the Constitution is outdated and the Electoral College is outdated, etc., etc. Anyway, we do have a caller, Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, PJ. I took a nap so I wouldn't interrupt your show. I think the term that...
Oh, very good. Yeah,
the term that you've heard of with the...
what?
Illegals being locked up in the truck. And in the U.S., I've been hearing about this for 40 years. Yeah. They call them coyotes. And in some cases, they've actually take these people up to the border, and if they get caught, they'll turn around and set the truck on fire, lock the people in, and then run away. Some of them get caught, but most of them get away, and they never seem to out of a fresh amount of people to fool into the system.
Well, the people traffickers are multi-millionaires. They have endless gun supplies, and they in turn are employing ruthless criminals as well as being criminals themselves. But the unfortunate immigrants in that regard, like in this case, these were totally naive, innocent people, thought that they could escape poverty in the edges of China and Vietnam and get into Britain. I would say the individuals involved were okay, but this shocking young photograph, this young girl and her, I think her brother, died of suffocation of ruthless things. And when did you last hear of a people trafficker going on trial and being jailed? I haven't in ages. So this system is totally inadequate to deal. It's that you deal with the immigration problem in Europe anyway. It's different in America with a long border by dealing with the people traffickers and nailing them on a shoot to kill basis. They're just absolute scum, and get hold of their money as well. But police force for that. It's as simple as that.
You mentioned the amounts of money they get. You wonder where they come up with the money for these trips.
Yeah.
Because we have the same situation here.
Yeah. Asian people save and save and save. Peasant ages. They save and save and save. They're savers. But that would be probably 20, 40, 50 family members contributing to send this young girl to a country to get her a better life. It's heartbreaking in that regard. And to give £30,000 sterling, which is about nearly $40,000, $38,000, to a people trafficker, God help these people, you know. But it's shocking. But no, those deaths of those people is to do with British immigration. They have a big responsibility here and the authorities here. They never spent enough on port security here. Never. So there.
I have another question. You
Anything
mentioned
else?
my favorite city, New York, which is about 50 miles from me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait until this gets tested in court, this nonsense with a $250,000 fine, because as far as I know, in civil court, the only award you can get is up to $25,000. This is insane. It's gonna blow up in their
face. So if you misdescribe, well, it hasn't yet. I'm waiting for it to happen. I don't know if it will. There's also a similar fine for misidentifying a transgender in America and in Britain for the same kind of money. I mean, how the hell are you meant to know? There's a hysterical video of Ken and I were talking about it a few months ago on the internet, where this guy, he looks like a wrestler, goes into a store, and the guy says, "Yeah, okay, buddy, what do you want?" Well, and he says, "I'm ma'am." I said, "Can't you see I'm a ma'am?" And he smashes up the store because he was misidentified. And he looks like Hulk Hogan, this guy. But these people
can't
are
win.
Mentally ill. They really are mentally ill. And transgenderism is hardly one. No, no. John Coleman wrote a book. John Coleman, a philosophy writer, wrote a book in the mid-80s saying all this would happen, and it's happened. It's planned destruction of society. Yeah. Sorry, yeah?
Did you give the name of that video or that clip you played earlier? That clip that you played earlier, that's from David Icke?
What was that?
You played a clip in the first hour.
No, I wasn't on the first hour. No, that was Ken playing. I was missing for the first hour. We went to summertime. We went to wintertime here, and I wasn't watching the clock here. I misfired. So that was a stand-in piece. I didn't hear it. I was late today for showing up. Plus, I had a drama about being caught in a flood as well. We had a biblical flood here in Wales and Hereford.
Yes, I heard that part, but
around
I,
the place. It's
I
shocking.
Just, I had just come and in about didn't. Halfway through the clip.
Yeah. No, I didn't hear the first hour. I was missing because of the... Britain doesn't go to the same... It doesn't go to winter time, putting the clocks back the same time. It's this week in Britain, and next week it's America. But the computer has changed its clock, and my BlackBerry changed the clock automatically. But I should have been using my own alarm clock, which doesn't go back until I finish the program. But the official time is 2 a.m. So that's what happened today. So there you are.
I'd like to get a hold of it if I could. Maybe you could name it before the show's over.
The clip. We can put that up as the first hour. He's going to put up just the two of them.
Or maybe you can put it in a comment.
About what?
On the podcast.
Yeah, on that pro. Ken can write it up on the screen for me now, and I'll give it out before the end of the program. Well, what was that? The title of that David Icke, if you can remember it, program? I remember it a few weeks back. It's a very good interview he did. It's very, very good. But if Ken writes it up on the chat here, I'll call it out before the end of the program, okay?
Thank you. Good night.
Okay, here it is. I've got it. He's after telling me in my earpiece. Google, or go into YouTube, David Icke on 9/11. David Icke on 9/11. That'll bring it up for you. If you go into Google or go into YouTube and put it in, that's the title. David Icke on 9/11, okay? You got it, okay? Long pause. Okay, we'll move on. I was reading out this piece. Thank you for that, Ken. Hodges is naming the 25 rules of regiments that will, if the Democrats and Hillary Clinton get hold of the United States, it'll be the Trans-Pacific Partnership regime running America. And he's saying the public will be told that the Constitution, based upon racist policy, white men, which is the American Constitution, has been trashed. The internet will fall under the control of the United Nations, which is already under the control, and social responsibility systems, i.e. social credit, will be employed. Oh, social credit. Retinal scan or fingerprint swipe will be needed to access everything. Consequences for violating responsible and non-inflammatory speech will be the same as China. The first offense will result in loss of job, housing, travel privileges, and attending trade or post-secondary. A national work permit is required, which is required to hold a job. A form of loyalty oath will be attached. Holding a job demands the payment of taxes and submission to the new governmental authority. Workers can be reassigned to other geographic areas. So that's the idea, to split up families. And you can meet your family twice a year, probably. At the needs of the industry, and to satisfy the needs of industry. A 22-person tribunal will act as an overseer of all government actions, the TPP. They will have complete veto authority over the state, local, and federal lawmaking. This body will wrestle control away from the Supreme Court. The civil disobedience, is number 14, civil disobedience will be recategorized as treason and will be a capital offense, execution, yeah. Probably on public roundabouts. Some schooling will be outlawed. Mandatory community service on behalf of the state will be required. As much as 20 hours per week. It will be a felony for partners in their children if their children's vaccination aren't current. Excuse me. State governments will be dissolved and 10 provinces will be established. Each of the 10 governors will be appointed by the same tribunal. Oh yeah, the supreme leader syndrome. That's what is the total mental fixation of the likes of Tony Blair and sociopaths. The supreme leader. They really envy Kim Jong-un. They really do. Political parties will be allowed, but both their platform and their leadership must be approved by the central committee. All CO2 producing entities will be phased out. This means that eventually end of automobiles. So see the CO2 detective persecution thing is such a tremendous thing. They don't give a toss about pollution. The CO2 thing is everybody comes in contact with it. Therefore, we can lay the blame and the crime on everybody. That's what carbon taxes are about. You're breathing. Oh my God, you're using too much air. Carbon credits and carbon exchanges will become a parallel currency as the economy. They'll probably have the Al Gore carbon bank, and that's probably what they'll have. Yeah. The other one is the authority will be global and derive its statutory powers from the United Nations. Six corporations will rule the planet as it will control all healthcare. You know, GlaxoSmithKline what do you call them? I think that Roche will be running everything, which will be age rationed energy, military, and public transportation. All business must be approved by the global authority. Travel between provinces required a smart passport. Any history of dissent behavior will prevent one from travel. This includes a history of negative activism prior to the transition. The military will be privatized and controlled. An operation will be under the auspices of an assigned corporation. All military personnel under the control of the corporation that their unit is assigned to. Okay. There will basically be six corporate-controlled armies on the face of the earth. No private ownership of guns unless one has a permit issued by the local or ruling authority. Ownership will be limited to guards, payroll, and transport. Yeah. The practice of all religions will be exist solely based on will exist solely on the basis of permitting process.
My God,
Hodges can broadcast, but he can't write. He's an absolute moron the way he writes. Zoning regulation will be used to tear down churches. No regulation. A practice will be allowed that limits the personal lifestyle choices of any member of society. In other words, if Christians condemn homosexual behavior, the church would lose its charter to operate. Further, if your religion offends another state-approved religion, that religion will also lose its charter or to operate. The state maintains authority over all matters regarding child welfare. Parental authority will be defined by the law of custodial parents. Well, considering Hillary Clinton wrote that book, It Takes a Village to Raise a Child, meaning the state really have to raise your child and own your child, etc., etc. But what he's saying is absolutely described in detail in so many ways by that preemptive crime thing that William Barr wants to implement, right? Woo, but the Federal Reserve, as it still exists, I don't know if it'll ever go out of existence. The Fed is offering $100 billion a day in emergency loans to unnamed banks and Congress is rich enough to hold a hearing. They're giving out $100 billion a day to banks across the world, the Federal Reserve, to keep the system going. And the high-top 70% overvalued stock exchange is running on that money. That's it. We're living in total fantasy before the mega crash. Absolutely mega. And a further headline here as we come close to the end today. America does not know how close it is being to rule directly by Satan. Another article expanding on that thing by Dave Hodges. But and another one by Terrorized and Traumatized, Police State's Deadly Role, John Whitehead. Okay, we're coming up to the last break today. And we'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good, and we're coming back in for the last few minutes of the program today, and I'll just finish up by saying I was talking to Deborah Tavares there 10 days ago. She's just very, very busy, and she's not avoided this program, but I was shocked at a very brave decision. She lives near, just mind me saying, in Sonoma County, near Bohemian Grove, by the way, and she's not moving out of the way of these fires. They're hunkering down, herself and her husband, and she lives in slightly rural parts. And the fires have started. The power has been cut in Sonoma County already. So right now she's going through a battle. I'm amazed she didn't get out. I was still out of California months ago, years ago, to Montana, as I said, the state I would have confidence in. The last vestige of real America, as far as I'm concerned. It's like Texas is okay, real America, but has that border problem, shocking border problem. But she is going through, like, we're flooded out of water here. I've been absolutely hammered with that flood today. And the BBC gave a poxy mild, suggesting minor flooding in Wales. We got absolutely hammered. Built wells, the river washed over the bridge. It is shocking right through Wales and Crickhowell, and where I was today down in Monmouth, right up to Hereford and into Palace here, we're underwater. But going back to Tavares, and the wildfires have started, as predicted. PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, put out a general memo email to the public a month ago, 3 weeks ago, that they expected the fires to start around the last few days in October. Right? How did they know? And that they were going to cut the power and the water supply if necessary. Right? but Deborah Tavares has an independent water supply on their kind of mini farm. He's hunkering down. And by the way, her mate, who are a very good friends, David Dubine, and her right closely together. Dubine is in London right now. He's here. I'm not going to meet him. I'm not going to. It's a one-day AV10.1 thing in London on Sunday, which is today, really. And he is a major speaker there today. And by the way, his forecast of the UK weather on his system was spot on. Spot on. Far more accurate than the stuff put out by the BBC. And he said at this weekend, snow. Well, there'll always be snow at this time of year in northern Scotland. But his overall graphs were spot on, showing that weather front coming in. And only today did they show a proper graphic when it already had passed through on the BBC. That is disgraceful. I mean, they're taking their stuff from NASA. NASA signed up to weather disinformation and global warming 10 years ago with the IPCC, International Panel on Climate Change, who are a bunch of criminals over in Norwich University who have been discredited so many times. But our good friend who's on this program a year ago, Piers Corbyn, is telling the team on a lot of broadcasts, watch Piers Corbyn interviews and the up-to-date ones, and he's saying exactly about what is the long-term situation. But anyway, sorry for I screwed up the program today by mixing up winter time with the clock changeover. So as we say, this time every week, we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.